From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Washington's Reagan National Airport is back in business today. Security experts were reluctant to reopen the airport because the flight path takes planes within a few seconds of the White House, the Capitol, and the Pentagon. But heavy lobbying by local politicians eventually prevailed. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on how the first day went.
There were bomb-sniffing dogs, National Guardsmen with guns, shiny new equipment to screen the bags, and a few passengers at Ronald Reagan National Airport today.
Do you want my passport, driver's license? What would you?
Among them, Carol Peterson, who showed up 2 hours early, bags unlocked, ready to be searched. She was flying to New York and on to Istanbul.
I was pleased to see National reopen because it's not just an airport in Arlington, it is really the airport of the nation's capital. And if we can't have a safe airport here, it seems to me to call into question the safety of all airports in the country. But I am glad to see the increased security presence. It's something that has been needed for some time.
Airport officials are very tight-lipped about the details of the new security arrangements. One change was evident at Delta Airlines. Check-in baggage was subject to thorough hand search.
And may I have your permission to examine the bag?
Yes,
thank you.
Problem.
You don't have anything sharp in the bag?
There's a little pocket knife and a metal clipper.
Harriet Hamilton, a 32-year veteran of the airline, pulled on white surgical gloves and began the search. Out came new shirts and plastic wraps, jackets, pants, underwear.
We did a nice job of packing.
Give a note to my wife in South Africa. She will be very proud of me.
She won't believe that, huh?
Hamilton patted down the sides of the suitcase. She sniffed the powdered detergent, opened up a box of vitamins, and even looked inside a pair of dress shoes.
Okay, these are the nail clippers you were talking about and the knife, right? Okay, thank you.
The suitcase was clean. Hamilton said later the searches were random.
Nothing to do with where they're going, where they came from, what their name comes out in the computer, nothing. And they're doing random checks in the gate area.
There were about 100 flights in and out of National today, an eighth of its normal schedule. Over the next few days, the number of flights will double. In 3 weeks, the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority expects to be flying close to 60% of the airport's flights. That slow buildup is on purpose, according to the authority's president, Jim Wilding.
There are a lot of people here, the Virginia National Guard people, some U.S. Marshals, that aren't normally at the airport. It's new to them. They need to sort of settle in and get themselves oriented. That's why a very, very soft reopening.
Some 10,000 people work at National, and thousands more in the hotel and tourism industry depend on travelers who fly here. That's why several local politicians, including Washington's Mayor Anthony Williams, went directly to the White House to make their case that in spite of the security risks, the airport had to be reopened. Today, many of those politicians flew up to New York and back to celebrate the reopening. Afterwards, one of them said this was the most important day in the airport's 60-year history. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.